So good evening, everyone. This evening's topic and the question actually is near and dear to my heart. It's a question from that I've been interested in answering myself and interested in researching. And the question relates to something that that I hope will happen next year. So next year will be my fourth year in Tzmicha, and I'm hoping to do a rabbinic internship. And something I've been trying to think about is whether I should wear a tallis at my rabbinic internship as a single person. And I asked Rav Mann if it was okay to research this question. And he said that he actually wrote about a similar, albeit different topic, in Living the Halachic Process. So luckily, volume three, I stand corrected. So we'll look at some of the sources and try to understand this dilemma. And also to further, I guess, complicate the dilemma, I thought that what was unique is that I didn't want to wear the tallis all the time. I only wanted to wear it on the Shabbos as I worked at the shul, because if I wore the tallis at my community shul while on the Shabbos as I was off, I didn't want people to think that I was married and therefore give people the impression that they shouldn't try to set me up or keep people away from me. Yeah. I try my best. Okay, so we'll take a look. And I'll share my screen. Can't do that because I'm the host disabled share screen, but eventually I'll share the screen. Okay, so
you go to where they're supposed to be.
If I was where I'm supposed to be, so then I would be able to share the screen.
Where are you guys?
I guess we're at the original link.
Can you get to the old link?
We're in the old link, yeah.
Should we both leave the link? Switch the other one?
Okay, yeah, well...
Maybe I can find the old link, I don't know.
Do you have the Makoro?
I have the Makoro.
Yonah, do you have the Makoro? Okay, Yonah's got the Makoro, so let's just go ahead. Okay. So first source, really the locus of the sugya, is the Gemara in Sukkah. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, katan hayodeh lena'anea chayav belulav. A katan that's knowledgeable enough to shake a lulav is chayav in the mitzvah of lulav. Lehitatev chayav b'tzitzit. If he is knowledgeable enough to be mitatev, to wrap himself up with tzitzit, so then he's chayav in the mitzvah tzitzit. Lishmor tzfilin, aviv lokech lo tzfilin. If he is able to keep his tzfilin, and what the Gemara means here is keep his body intact and all the right ways that it's supposed to, so then his father should go purchase tefillin for him. So what we see here is a very basic understanding of chinuch for when a child is growing up. At what point a child becomes obligated to do certain mitzvot, or to frame it differently, at what point is a father responsible to be mechanech, to educate his children? So a lot of this sugya, in fact, about wearing a tallis relates to the question of non-married people wearing talisim, which is generally a function of this question of at what point do you start wearing tzitzis, or at what point you should start wearing a tallis. So if we look at the Bach here, the Bach begins kind of this discussion about chinuch and the role of chinuch in wearing tzitzis. So he writes, at the point where a katan is knowledgeable enough to do the mitzvah of tzitzit, so the father is responsible to purchase tzitzis for him in order to educate him. And he cites this as the Braita and Sof Perek Lulav Hagazol, the Gemara in Sukkah, which I put in small font, katan tel dinaya, chaya belula, vitatev, chaya betzitzit, etc., etc. And it continues in the larger print, v'chein chayav betzitzit lechanchav. So the father is responsible to educate his son when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzit. Aval aviv enu chayev likechlo lo lulav lo malbush bad arba kanfot shafilu hu atzmo enu chayev likno talit ba arba kanfot k'mashu gatuv besamuch simon yuntet v'simon chavdalad. But a father really doesn't have to purchase tzitzit or even a lulav for a son, because these are chiyuvim that are kiyumit. They're not necessarily on the person themselves. And the kolsh kein lulav the dama of yikarim, more so a lulav which is expensive, ela lulav shekonen akahal b'shutfut b'varechu v'akatan, but rather if a community were to buy a lulav in partnership with one another, so then the father and the son would be part of this shutfut, and they would make the bracha on the tefillin. and the bracha on the lulav. Aval tefillin she'ein dama bikarim tzarich liknot la'atzmo. But tefillin, which are actually pretty expensive, so those the father is responsible to buy for himself. V'chein tzarich liknot l'katzan l'chancho. And moreover, the father has to purchase this for the son in pursuit of educating his child. V'rabbeinu, which is speaking about the Torah here, she'katzav kan tzarich liknot l'katzan tzitzit l'chancho hu, that the father is required literally to purchase the tzitzit for his sons. And that's the formulation specifically the formulation of the Tor, liknot. Lefisha achshav, who's haru hakol liknot la'atzman. Because at this point in Jewish history, the Bach writes that people were able to afford to buy tzitzit for themselves and for their children. K'delakaman b'siman chavdalid, as we'll see when we take a better look at siman chavdalid. Lefichach, and this is the closing line. Tzarech liknot gam lekatan lechancho kamo laatzmo to kol chinuch lekatan hu shiyei ragil mekatnuto lekayem hamitzvot kasher ro'eh ba'aviv. And therefore, a father is responsible to purchase tzitzit for his son in order to educate him, because the whole idea of the mitzvah chinuch is to be able to habituate and socialize a child, to be able to see what his father does, and therefore be able to take on the mitzvah when he matures and is therefore chayav in the mitzvah. So we see that the Shulchan Aruch in the very next source, the Torah says the same thing as well. I didn't cite the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch codifies this halacha. He says, "Katan hayodeh lihidatif, aviv tzarich likachlo tzitzit lechancho." A katan who knows how to be mitatif and tzitzit, which is, you know, really quite a young age. We were zocha to see Yedidya Pfeiffer put on tzitzis for the first time. It's a very beautiful sight and celebration. So as soon as we hit this threshold, the father needs to buy his son tzitzit in order to educate him. So now that we've seen the Shulchan Aruch and we've seen a little bit of the background, this kind of brings us to the lacuna in the gap between what the halacha says and like what we see. It seems to be that the halacha says as soon as a child is old enough to be mitatef tzitzit, so his father should buy tzitzit for him. Yet we see throughout the Kilot Ashkenaz that the widespread practice is not to wear a talis. So what do we do with this? So we take a look at the Mishnah Berurah that follows the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah commenting on this says, "Kol zeh dafke kishelo higia adayin liyad gimel." All of these halachot, when it comes to chinuch, that there's a specific chiyuv on the father to educate his son, that's all before bar mitzvah. But once he hits bar mitzvah, his chayv and tzitzit, just as a gadol is. And now comes the famous quite well known line. Umashikatov bidrashot maharil behilchot nisuin. And the custom that's codified, but the Maharil, shnoagim shagam narim gedolim imitatvim betzitzit ad shnoosim lahem nashim. The practice that Jewish males, before they are married, even though they are post bar mitzvah, that they do not wear tzitzit. This is based on the pasuk v'samchu lahen akra dechtev gedilim taselcha, that you should make for yourself gedilim. V'samachlei, and right after the pasuk about tzitzit is the pasuk ki kach ish isha. So that's this drasha that, based off of the juxtaposition of the mitzvah tzitzit and the mitzvah of kiddushin, so there's this idea, this minhag, which developed that a Jewish males who are above the age of bar mitzvah, who are unmarried, should not wear tzitzit. And the Mishnah Berurah commenting on this says, "Hu davar tamua." This makes no sense. This is so puzzling. De'ad shlo yisa isha yiyad yoshev ubatal mitzvah tzitzit. That a person, that a male is supposed to not observe the mitzvah of tzitzit, is not supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzit until they're married. That's crazy. That's absurd. Now, seeing this Mishnah Berurah, what would you think? How would you think to answer this question of, well, they're not going to do tzitzit their entire life until they're married? They're going to be mevatel for the mitzvah. Are they really going to be mevatel this mitzvah? Okay.
Second of all, you could say he's wearing a bag of katan, not a bag of...
Oh, So Favel says two great answers. One is that the chiyuv of tzitzit is really a mitzvah kumit. And the second is that, well, maybe there's a distinction between a beged katan and a beged gadol. This distinction is going to be drawn out later on in the Mikorot. But I also think it's a very fair assumption that here we're just talking about a talis gadol, and who said that we're not going to wear a talis katan. That being said, we might see some pushback even on that idea. Even if you're going to wear a beged katan, that might not be sufficient. That might not actually fulfill your mitzvah. So let's take a look at the Sefer Maharil and actually become more familiar with this minhag. So I discovered this, that the Sefer Maharil actually wasn't written by the Maharil. I discovered that because I was trying to figure out what this, there was an acronym later on in the text of the Maharil. I know who it was, and I looked it up to discover that it was the Maharil. So then the Mahari Segel, and I looked at the Wikipedia page, Chatama Ani Maskir Hayom. I looked at the Wikipedia page and saw that actually the Maharil student, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, whose name in parentheses in footnote number 3, I don't know how to pronounce, he actually put this together. But I also discovered this because the first line didn't really make any sense. So he says, Bididi hava uvda shebachor hayiti venasati grusha. When I was a young lad, happened to be that I married a grusha. V'tiknati talit chadash l'nisuin, and I made this new talis for my wedding. V'nizatafti bo mikodam hanisuin b'shavuot l'chavod haregel. And I wore it on Shavuot in order to be mechabed the regel. He thought that it would be a good idea to be able to enhance the celebration of Shavuot by being mitatef. He was a rabbinic intern on Shavuot. He was going to give the drasha. It was going to be very nice. Ki amarti mi'achar shehurgalti b'medinot acherim l'lvosh tzitzit miyom shena asiti bar mitzvah. Because, and he says, I was used to, in wherever I was living previously, to wearing tzitzit from the day that I was a bar mitzvah. But, he writes, v'lo nahagti be'eretz moladiti brainos, I don't know where this is. Brainos, somewhere in Germany, right?
Imagine the area around the Rhine River.
Okay. That was like one of my guesses.
Western Germany.
It makes sense because also this is like the minhag of a lot of.
Or maybe Eastern France.
What in that area where the Ashkenazic Jews lived? So to recap, he said that he used to wear talis in these Medinot Acherim where he was sojourning, but that wasn't the minhag of Eretz Moladeti of his homeland in Franco Germany, wherever it was. Shnogim shegam narim gedolim ein mitatvin betzitzit ad nosin isha. That the minhag was in his homeland that non married males did not wear tzitzit until they were married. And here's the drasha. V'samchu al hadichtiv gedilim taselach v'samich lei ki kach ish isha. That was the juxtaposition. V'ani shaniti kishar artzot v'amarti chavod regel adif. And he said, you know what? I think the chavod regel is probably a good reason for me to wear a talis, even though where I am now, the minhag is not to wear a talis if you aren't married, but the place that I was, that was the minhag. So, okay, so he wears the talis, he gives a killer drasha. V'achar regel amar eli Adoni Mori Tzedek Maharil Segel. So he's very excited. He gave a killer drasha. He goes to tell his rabbinic supervisor, this is what my Torah tours experience was like. And his rabbinic supervisor is Maharil. And he says, Dishalo Kedin Asiti. The Maharil did not think that he acted appropriately being mechabed the regel by being mitatef with the talit. Diyom chatuna adif legame bachor mikol regel. Because the yom chatuna, his wedding day, is a better time to begin the practice of being mitatef tzitzit than a regel. V'chol kli chadashim yachzik linisu'in. And then he adds this other idea that all like new clothing should be given precedence for the wedding day. So it seems here that the Maharil was pretty adamant and emphatic that the Yom HaChatuna was really the day that a Jew from this Franco-German region, that's when he should begin wearing a talis. So now that we've seen the Maharil, the question that we really have to ask to probe further into this area is there a halakhic precedent for a single individual to not wear a talit? Because we see the Gemara and Sukkah, which makes it seems like a person, once they are old enough for chinuch, should start wearing a talis, which is codified by the Torah, which is codified by the Shulchan Aruch. And then it comes along the Maharil and says there's this minhag that, you know, it's better, it's a chashuv minhag, and the Mishnah Berurah is puzzled by this minhag. So what's the precedent here? So actually, if you look at the Makorot that I sent out, I've switched the order. I apologize for that. I moved the Magen Avraham, which is the last Makor in this section, to the beginning. The Magen Avraham is really the position that many poskim turn to or pin as the dominant position to this question of single individuals not wearing a talis before marriage. As we'll see in a moment, to me, this comment of the Magen Avraham is very terse, and I think it can be read in a couple different ways. But I think since it's really the main source that a lot of poskim turn to, I think it's important. So Magen Avraham writes, in Orach Chaim, Siman Chet, he writes, Mashma b'kiddushin da'af chavtet, shebachar shalona sa'isha, excuse me, lo haya mechaseh rosho bitalit afilu hu tamid chacham. The Gemara in Kiddushin suggests that in a bachur, which in the Talmudic terminology really denotes being unmarried, as long as he is for the entire time in which he is single, he shouldn't be mechaseh rosho bitalit. He shouldn't cover his head with a talit, no matter what his pedigree is, his education. Doesn't matter if he's a big Talmud Chacham. That's A. B is ubedaf chet in kiddushin, ita demish eno Talmud Chacham, afilu nasoi lo haya mechaser rosho. Even if somebody is a Talmud, somebody who is married but isn't a Talmud Chacham should not cover his head. So it seems Magen Avraham says two things. One is that from the Gemara in Chavtet, a person should not cover their head. They shouldn't cover their head with their talis until they're married, no matter if they're a Talmud Chacham or not. And the Gemara on Daf Chet is that only a Talmud Chacham should cover their head, and it makes no distinction whether you're married or single. So I explore these two Gemaras. I think that the Gemara on Daf Chet is less relevant, and I think that the Gemara on Chavtet Amud Bet really gets more ink spilled over it. So let's take a look at this Gemara in Kiddushin, and let's see if this really is suggestive of this precedent to not wear a talit gadol until you're an adult. So the Gemara in Chavtet says, "Mishtabech le Rav Chizda le Rav Huna b'derav Hamnuna de Adam gadolhu." It's like great rhythm here. Rav Chizda le Rav Huna b'derav Hamnuna. So Rav Chizda is talking to Rav Hamnuna about how great of an Adam Rav Huna is. Apparently is a great guy, incredible Talmud Chacham, great erudition, great midot, edification. So Amar Lo, Rav Chizda says to Rav Hamnuna, "Kishyavo liyadach haviuhu liyadi." When Rav Huna comes to you, so bring him to me, I want to see him. So ki ata chaziye de lo parasudra. So of course, Rav Huna comes, and Rav Hamnuna sees him, and Rav Hamnuna sees that he's not wearing a talis, his head is not covered. So Amar Leh, so he says to Rav Huna, "My tamalo prisat sudra, why is your head uncovered?" It's a pretty good question. That's what we ask yeshiva high school students. So Amar Leh, delo nisivna, he said, my head's uncovered because I'm not married. So we'll get back to Rashi in a second, who's in the brackets. So Ahadrinhu la'ape mine amar lei. So he comes back to Rav Huna and he says to him, Chazi delo chazit lehu la'api adinisaft, that I don't want to see you until you get married. So it's a kind of a harif lashon. I don't think we would. This is more of a nevardic approach. Not sure we'd say that to singles these days. Try to be a little bit more sensitive at Dr. Levitz. So what seems to emerge from this Gemara is that there's a practice of married Jewish males covering their head. So Rashi, we return to the brackets here. Rashi explains this practice. He says, "Kederech hanisuin shehayu regilin lichsot roshan." That's Rav Huna's the phenomenon that Rav Huna was not partaking in was that he didn't cover his head. The way in which married Jewish males generally would cover their heads. So we have to explore, well, what is this minhag, or what is this custom, rather, of covering their heads? Is covering their heads a demonstration of this idea, this old custom of the Maharil, that non-married men do not wear a talit gadol until they're married? Or perhaps is there something else going on? Is there some sort of Jewish practice that married Jewish men were, engaged in, even though it wasn't specifically for a mitzvah? Okay, so let's take a look at the Beit Yosef. So the Beit Yosef, he first cites the Gemara, which I didn't bring here, but he follows this Gemara and he says, "Upshita shelo hayu habachrim holchem begila rosh mamish." He says that these non-married Jewish men weren't walking with completely uncovered heads. Elavadai hainu sudar or talit sheporsin al harosh letzniut. They had some sort of head covering for tzniut. But lafish kisui ze machniat leva adam umivi o lidei yirat shamayim. Because this head covering was related to Yirat Shemayim, the idea that we have of a kippah that we think about through Ribono Shel Olam, who's above us. And he says, the kach katav shichse rosho betalito kidei shelo yeh begila rosh misudar talit shederech litein al kiso yatachton shebarosh. And therefore, people would have some sort of sudar talit that they would cover their heads with. Ve'afshar dahachi ka'amar. So maybe this is what the Gemara is trying to bring home here. Yichaseh rosho b'inyan shlo hayu b'gilo rosh mitalit shel mitzvah. The way that people would cover their heads is that they would use their talit shel mitzvah to cover their head. Shetzarech shichaseh rosho b'tzitzit, because you need to cover your head with tzitzit anyways. L'kayim mitzvah tzitzit min amuvchar. In order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzit in the best possible way. So what the Beit Yosef seems to be saying is that the head covering wasn't specific to them being married or not married. Everyone needed to cover their head. Covering your head relates to your Yirat Shamayim. But the custom that married people used to do is they used to take the talit that they were already wearing, their talit gadol of shel mitzvah, and they would use that to cover their head. And that was the practice. In order to be able to do the mitzvah tzitzit in the best possible way. So, in footnote 5 over here, the Be'er Hetiv in Or HaChaim, he says this more succinctly, that the Gemara here is lo ayri mitalit shel mitzvah ela misudar derabanan. The talit that the Gemara is talking about isn't the talit of an actual mitzvah. It's just talking about a suda that the Rabbanan instituted. Okay, so that's Perush number 1 on the Tor. And we'll now turn to Rav Yaakov Emdin in the Mor Ktziah on the Tor to how he understood this idea in this Gemara. So he says, Katuv b'shirei Knesset HaGedola. He's saying the Shirei Knesset HaGedola, which is actually, in fact, what the Mishnah Berurah is based on. And we saw this before. Aval mi ben yud gimel chayev betzitzit kid gadol. That once you're bar mitzvah, you're chayev in the mitzvah of tzitzit as an adult. Umashakat of maharil shenoa gim shagam ne'arim gidolim ein nitatzvin betzitzit. Ach yulahem nashim. Hu davar tamua. Right? This practice that non-married Jewish men won't wear tzitzit. The Shira Knesset Gedola is completely puzzled why this minhag exists. That until he's married, he's not going to do the mitzvah of tzitzit. And he concludes, "V'efshar gam kein b'talit katan ka'amar." Ooh, it's possible that we're talking here about a talit katan. Right? Initially, when we posed the question, What's the Mishnah Berurah talking about? So one of the suggestions that Feivel threw out is that maybe we're talking about a Talit Gadol. But here, the more Ketzia, who's quoting this Shiure Knesset HaGedola, who the Mishnah Berurah himself is based off of, in his citation of the Shiure Knesset HaGedola, it seems to be talking about a Talit Katan. So Rav Yaakov Emden is not very happy with this comment. And he says, Nidchak Bechinam, this is kind of an outlandish, observation. Ki kavanat maharil pshuta. It's clear what the maharil's, the maharil's idea is. Vafach mashachishe bo mechaber. And this is not what the Torah was talking about. Shebevadei lo patra maharil l'narim mitalit katan, rak b'talit gadol einan mitatfim. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says exactly what Feivel said, which is that the Maharil's custom was not to not wear a talit katan at all, to walk around without any tzitzis on at all. No, the Maharil was just talking about a talit gadol. And this still, to this very day, is the minag of Ashkenazim. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden goes on to say the Gemara in Kiddushim, which we've already seen, as what he considers not a Raya L'davar, but a Zecher L'davar. Shout out to Psachim, or Haner, that's the sugya we're involved in these days. And lastly, he says, and I underline this line, he says, Ki lo matzinu chiyuv betalit gadol mefurash afil l'mi sheyesh lo isha umamon. He says there isn't an explicit chiyuv to wear a talit gadol for somebody who A, is married, and B, can afford to pay for it.
Nobody has this
chiyuv. So he seems to be using it as a basis to say it seems that the Maharil is talking about a talit gadol, not a talit katan.
Can I just pose an argument why the Maharil would be talking about a talit katan?
Absolutely.
Because he brings down a Smichos Parshios. He says Vilam Taslacha, and then he says Kikach Isha, and the pasuk of Vilam Taslacha is Lachor talking about Talis Katan.
Yeah, great point. What Feivel suggested, not sure if everyone on the Zoom heard, what Feivel suggested is that really maybe the Maharil's custom is talking about a Talit Katan, because the drasha that the Maharil cites is talking about Gedilim Taselecha, which is talking about a Talit Katan, and not a Talit Gadol. Right. So, right, it might be true for both. Yeah, I think it's a sharp point, Feivel. I wouldn't commit myself to saying that he's talking specifically about Talit Gadol. I think for that reason also that the pasuk could be talking about.
Or you could just say it's a Joshua Alma.
Yeah, you could also say it's a Joshua Alma. Yeah, and that's what others argue as well, is that it's not a real drasha. I put in a footnote somewhere where this comes from. It comes from the Tashbates. It's not really Gemara. It's found in a Rishon. So now that we've explored this Gemara, which is at least I would say the larger basis for the comments of the Magen Avraham, which many of the poskim point to as really the precedent for single Jewish males to not wear a talis gadol. So we've explored the Beit Yosef and the Mor Ketzia, who have different explanations. One for the Beit Yosef, who explores the Gemara, saying no, it's not really a mitzvah that the Gemara is talking about, but it's talking about a general tzniut, the way that Jewish men should dress and act. And we saw the Mor Ketzia, who said, really, the custom of the Maharil isn't about tzitzis in general, and that the Maharil is rejecting the mitzvah in toto, but rather it's just talking about the mitzvah of a talit gadol. And now that we've seen this, I want to explore the question, is the Magen Avraham's position really the proper practice?
A question?
Yeah, Yoni.
Why do we understand the Magen Avraham as saying that you shouldn't wear a talit gadol until after you get married? Isn't he just talking about you shouldn't be covering your head?
Yes.
He's talking about the method of wearing it, but not necessarily the actual practice.
I'm with you. Yoni said,
What's the basis to even suggest it's like, stay skittish?
Yes. So Yoni said, isn't the Magen Avraham only really talking about the method in which you cover your head about the Atifat Harosh? Who said that the Magen Avraham is really saying that you shouldn't wear a Talit Gadol in general? Yeah, I think that's a great point. I'm kind of confused about it myself. I see a lot of poskim pointing to the Magen Avraham, but I don't really see... I don't necessarily see him saying that... I don't see the Magen Avraham being... expansive, so expansive to say that it's don't wear a talit gadol at all. I think that's a good point. So really, we can reframe the question, which is the possible understanding of the Magen Avraham, according to some Achronim and Poskim, is that really the proper practice? So good point for sharpening the question. So we're going to look at a few different shutim. This is very exciting. I got to see some different shutim about the question of single men wearing talisim. So the first source is the levush in the shut levushei Mordechai. Source. It's not the levush.
It's about 300 years later.
300 years after the levush. Who's the levushei Mordechai?
I think his name is Mordechai Winkler.
Mordechai Winkler. Okay.
19th century,
so that's a little bit later. But it's very appropriate that it's Shud Levushei Mordechai when we're talking about tzitzis.
Oh.
Okay, so he writes. So Levushei Mordechai, not the Levush. He writes, V'od zamar ha-minhag b'mekomot elu she'ein metatfin b'talit gadol mi she'ein ronasoy. And this minhag that exists in some places that a non-married adult Jewish male does not wear a talit. He says, I don't understand why you would be mevatel from the mitzvah of tzitzit just because of some sort of, you know, remez of, you know, this juxtaposition of gedilim taselcha and kikach ish isha. Umagin Avraham siman chet, katuv, and he makes Yoni's point, rak she'eno mita teif al rosho. The Magen Avraham says that the minhag is just that he doesn't cover his head with the talis. Not that he doesn't wear a talis gadol, but he doesn't cover his head with it.
It's proof in the other direction.
Exactly.
It says not to cover your head, apparently you have it.
Right. Vishamati mi pi talmud agon bal imri esh, Rabbi Shmuel Yehu Taub. Thank you once again, Wikipedia, for the help. Ki bebeit midrasho gama bachurim hayu mitatfim al roshayhem. There was a practice within this area of Lithuania, Poland, that the greater Ashkenazic world, somewhere, in the Beit Midrash of Rav Taub, that the single men would wear, they would wear a talit gadol, and moreover, they would even wear it on their heads. V'inei gam b'migdal oz, katav, also in the Migdal oz, ha-gadol she'ina nisuv gam b'talit gadol yanhagu, that a non-married Jewish male should wear a talis. So now here the Levushei Mordechai introduces, I guess, an explanation for this minhag. And he says, "V'kvar amarti kirak b'doro torishonim shayu misin b'nehem samach leparkam kamo b'tleyasar v'arbayasar hayu noagim minhag zeh." He says the basis of this minhag was at an earlier time when men would be married. I guess boys here, not really men. Boys would get married about 13 or 14. And if you look at the Nodi Yehuda, so you can see the sociology and the history there that they used to get married before 13. And now here's a critical line: Aval b'zmanaze asher ba'avonotinu harabim einosim gam la'achar chaf. He says, but nowadays, when we only get married, when people only get married after 20. Vikfar nitmalaziknam, and if they aren't modern Orthodox and they don't shave, so they have a full beard. Ubelot tzitzit gam came ala gever. I think that's what the gimel apostrophe is. That this 20-year-old Jewish male isn't going to wear tzitzis. V'ki kol echad yodei lasod talit katan kedino. But everyone knows how to make or have a talit katan properly. Similarly, you know, due to this kind of confusion, there became a minhag to go up for single men to go up for an aliyah for Kriyat Torah without a talit. This is clearly against the poskim. This is against the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, even the Mishabrura, which this is before, but it seems to be against the poskim. So what arises from the Levushi Mordechai is that, first off, the Magen Avraham, as Yoni Zolti properly pointed out, is talking about not being mitatef yerosh. Not that you're abstaining from the mitzvah, but it's just that you're not covering your head until you're married. Secondly, he argues that the minhag of single men not wearing a talis was at previous times when this practice influenced and carried more sway with men, with younger boys getting married earlier on. But nowadays, when people don't get married till later, so it doesn't make sense that you shouldn't wear tzitzis.
By the way, I also looked at Wikipedia. Is Mordechai Winkler, born 1845, died in 1932. Okay, so he's in both of the 19th and 20th century Talmudic Sof Sofer.
Yafeh. I have his my mishpacha and somewhere in my yichas.
Cool.
Yafeh. Or actually, no, he's a Talmud of my great great grandfather is a Talmud of Sof Sofer. Something like that. Okay, fine, sort of Winkler. Yeah. That's awesome. So, so we see here one position in the Shutim. So let's turn our attention now to the Heiliger Kloisenberger Rebbe. This picture is just so precious. I thought Binyamin would appreciate it. Binyamin, did you live in, so Binyamin and I lived in the same building 2 years ago. And in my apartment, we had a beautiful picture, this picture of the Kloisenberger up on our wall. It's just, it's beautiful.
It's the same picture, right?
Yeah, it's the same picture. The same picture that was on her wall.
Same image quality, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like this picture of the Kloisenberger, best, so I chose this one. Okay. So he says, he's writing a tshuva here in Divrei Yetziv, and he's addressing this the minhag of non-adult males wearing, not wearing talisim until they're married. So he says, and we'll skip to after the ellipses, he says, Upashtut nirali, dekevan shemitzvah tzitzit romeis the taryag mitzvot, kimashakata betorah reitem otohu zechartem et kol mitzvot Hashem va'asitem otam, that the whole point of tzitzit is you're supposed to see the tzitzit and you're supposed to remember the mitzvot. Uperish Rashi shebegematria taryag. Rashi says, of course, the enigmatic gematria is 613. Rabbeinu Tam introduces this interesting idea that if he wears tzitzit and is unmarried, it's mechzi kishikra because he is not fulfilling all 613 mitzvot because he's unmarried. Says the Divrei Yetziv, v'zelo nihira degam chayim gam chayim ata lama lovshem halolo chayim ukula Torah kula. He says this isn't really a good argument because even nowadays we're not fulfilling all 613 mitzvot. So it's not really mixi kishikra. If it were mixi kishikra, so no one should wear tzitzis. Okay, so that's kind of like the first interesting answer. But the next answer is really address the minhag more properly. V'akol panim, b'mitzvah purivu, sh'amar azal b'yevamot kol adam sh'ein lo isha shori b'lu Torah. That, Gemara in Yevamot says, that the person who is unmarried dwells without Torah. L'chein, says the Divrei Yetziv, lo notnim lo lihitatit b'tzitzit l'ramez lo shisa isha. Therefore, we don't have people wear tzitzit to remind them that they should get married. Similar to, I think, what the Levushei Mordechai was suggesting as well. Ubiyoter, reason number two. Yesh lomar, shekeven shematarat ha-mitzvot mishum velo tatur acharei levavichem v'acharei einichem. Ubenacho, the Gemara says, bo arba tzitzio betov cholo panav nishmat. Ubishas kidushin, sham rav huna letaimei de'amar ben asrim shana velo nusai isha kol yamav ba'avera. The Gemara says, really, ba'avera? No, kisal tzaitach el behirur ervera. Haida difna michavirai niza, I'm so great, I'm better than my friends because I got married earlier. V'chein benida daf yud gimel med aleph mechalik ben nasoi l'she'eno nasoi, that the Gemara Nida makes a distinction between men who are married and unmarried. V'chein halacha b'shulchan aruch or chayim alkein lo nitnim lo l'kayim mitzvah tziti b'shleimut ad shisa isha. So as they say it succinctly, the Kloisenberger argues that since a person is bogged down with Hirhuri Aveira until they're married, so until once they're married, so then they can fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzit b'shleimut. But until then, they're not really going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah b'shleimut. I think it's interesting. I would think like the opposite, that like if you're unmarried, you probably should have the tzitzit because you probably need a little bit more of the chizuk of lo tatu rachmi levavchem yachrei nechem. But I'm a new chassidic, not actually chassidish, like Kleisenberger. So that's what he wrote. Yes. Okay, so and lastly, and I guess I'll just say this outside, he says that he says similarly that based off of the Gemara that says that if you're not married, so you don't have the Shechina between you and your wife. So he says for a similar reason, you don't wear a talit to speed you up that you should get married and have a child. Okay, so that's Divrei Yetziv, who seems to, in my opinion, to justify the minhag of the Maharil without really giving like a compelling argument, but really just giving some explanations. So I looked, and there are actually two Sephardic contemporary postgame who address this question of single men wearing talisim. One is Reb Chaim David Halevi, fascinating Talmid Chacham who lived in Eretz Yisrael, who was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. He was the Rishon Lezion, incredible, incredible posek and thinker. He wasn't the Rishon Lezion? He wasn't the Rishon Lezion, I stand corrected.
Chief Rabbi of Tel Aviv.
Chief Rabbi of Tel Aviv, okay. So he has a whole tshuva where he was...
He
what?
He went to Gush,
no? I don't think he went to Gush.
Rosh
Oh, that makes sense. Yes. Rosh Shlomo Levi. Okay, wow. Yeah, okay, wow. So he was asked a question by an Ashkenazi father. He was Sephardi. And he was asked a question by an Ashkenazi father. My son, all of his friends wear a talis. You know, they're post-bar mitzvah. They're pre-bar mitzvah, excuse me. What should my son do? He wants to wear a talis. I don't know what to do. So basically, his approach is that following kind of this development of the halacha, that a lot of the halachot of tzitzit are for chinuch purposes. So he says, you know, really because of the desire to do chinuch, you should wear your son can wear a talis if he wants to. But I want to hone in on two specific things. So one is that he cites this sefer that understands the Maharil the same way that the Levushei Mordechai understood the Magen Avraham. That he says that really the Maharil's, the Maharil's minhag is that there only would not be mitatef with the Talit Gadol, but really they would still wear a Talit Gadol. Interesting. He himself, in the Aseh Lecha Rav, says that this is kind of a radical, or bold, explanation of the Maharil. The second thing that he says is that, and this is an important halachic piece, so he says that perhaps that the talit katan that people wear isn't the right shiur, and so if you don't wear a talit gadol, you might not be yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzit until you start to wear a talit gadol. And he concludes by saying, and I bolded this, he says, Barur biyoter shahaderech hatova v'hanechona gam lebachurim ashkenazim hi litatef v'talit gadol be'ita tzfila. And he says, even Ashkenazi children or Ashkenazi adults who are unmarried should wear a talit during tefillah. I said Rav Ovadia, who also paskins this way as well, he thinks that even Ashkenazim really should wear a talit gadol. Rav Ovadia doesn't really add too much additionally to the sugya, so we're not going to look at Rav Ovadia inside. And we're closing up here. So another interesting part of this conversation is that the Shulchan Aruch, a discussion in Simon Chavdalid, he says that when it comes to wearing a talit, he says, Lefachot yizahir shiyeh lavush tzitzit b'sha'at tzfilah. At most, or at least rather, you should wear a talit b'sha'at tzfilah. So the Mishnah Berurah commenting on this, he brings the interesting Zohar that if you say Kriyat Shema without tzitzit, you're me'i, they do checker ba'atzmo. And then the Mishnah Berurah cites the Chaye Adam, and he says, Lo tov osim hamon am shemitpali mederech below talit gadol. He criticizes the general practice that non-married adult, Jewish adults don't wear talit gadol when they daven. And he says that this is a mistake. So that's the Mishabura. Lastly, I just want to note that the Rav, apparently, as recorded in Mipnini HaRav from Rav Shachter, the Rav was emphatic that adult Jewish men who are unmarried should wear a talit gadol. And he's concerned for the Rishonim who hold that you're not yotze yurchiv of tzitzit unless you have an atifa. He says that without an atifa, you're not yotze yurchiv. And so apparently the Rav would Rav Chaim, Dr. Grach, used to wear a tzitzit even though he was unmarried. And apparently the Rav said that unless a student of his had a very strong minhag from his father not to wear a talit gadol, he would instruct single men to wear a talit gadol. And there's another interesting story in Pnine Arav, which turns out to be about Rav Miller, which is really cool, that like once Rav Miller was going to Boston's down with the Rav Fiyam and the Rayim, and the Rav gave him a talis, because apparently there's a unique din when it comes to slichot, that we're supposed to be like a sheikh tzibor. I in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, I think on Daf Yud Zayin, that we're supposed to be like Kadosh Baruch Hu, who wraps himself up in the talis. So that's really kind of the postgame. We saw the Vushay Mordechai, who thinks that the old minhag was the old minhag was for boys who used to get married at like 13-ish. Shouldn't be that way nowadays. We saw the Divrei Yetziv, who provided three reasons to justify the minhag of adult Jewish males who are unmarried not wearing a talis. We saw inside Rav Chaim David Halevi, who seemed to think that even Ashkenazi non-married adult males should wear. We heard outside of Rav Ovadia, who said he thinks that non-married adults should wear. Shalei Shulchan Aruch, who says that at least you should wear it b'shat tefillah. The Mishnah Brura, who cites the Chachmad Adam, who thinks that really the proper minhag is to wear a talit gadol.
When do adults wear? When do married people wear?
No, I'm saying
at least at the time of.
At least at the time of. It's as opposed to not wearing it at all.
You mean like wearing it?
Yeah, exactly, wearing it. And lastly, the Rav was pretty emphatic about it. So it's just kind of doing a shikul adat here of kind of looking at the sugya. It seems that a lot of the mikorot in the halachic sugya really makes it seem like single adult men should wear italit gadol. In the Rambam, in fact, in Hilchot Tzitzit, it says something remarkable. He says, "Afal pi she'ein adam mechuyav leknot talit ulitatif ba kidei she'yaseh batzitzit." Even though a person's not chayav to buy tzitzit and to wear them because it's a mitzvah kumit, ein roi l'adam chasid liftor atzmo mitzvah zu. It's not proper for an adam chasid to exempt himself from this mitzvah. Rather, he should make sure to wear some sort of clothes that makes him that requires him to wear tzitzit, so he fulfills this mitzvah. Moreover, it's important that a person should wear a talit when they're davening. And it's a big disgrace to a Talmud Chacham who davens without an atifa. Then the Rambam says, a person should always be alacritous about the mitzvah of tzitzit, because the Torah equates the mitzvah of tzitzit with all of the mitzvot. The Rambam seems very emphatic about this. So my maskana is that if an adult male would wear a talis, she should always wear the talis, because that's it wouldn't be like you could split it up into I wear them this Shabbos and not that Shabbos. My question that I'm not really sure about is like how to square the fact that a lot of the poskim seem like an unmarried adult male should wear a talis. But really, the minhag of Hamonam is to not wear a talis. So, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure how to pask in the shaila. I would say if someone felt that they were going to take on this mitzvah because they think that because this is what the poskim think. So I think that's a good thing to do, but I'm not sure that I would tell someone that they should wear a talis gadol, because it just seems to not be the minhag of Ashkenazim. Okay, yashkoach. Thank you, everyone.